Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Wishful thinking. How do we mix that one up with hope?
Well, this is where we kind of trying to change reality with our thoughts. You know, we think we can hope things in and out of existence. Like, you know, we're blowing out the candles on our birthday cake and we say, oh, you know, I hope I stay healthy for another year. Or, you know, you pick up the Wall Street Journal and you say, you know, I hope my stocks have gone up. And, you know, our hoping can't really turn things one way or the other. I mean, it's sort of almost a superstitious feeling that somehow if we're sincere in our desires that things are going to go in the direction we want them to go. Well, you know what? They don't always.
I seem to remember a story in the book where you just were determined that you would have a son.
For your...
Because you are wishful thinking. I mean,
I thought for sure that Leslie, our first child, was going to be a boy. We both thought for sure. I don't know why, but we were convinced it was a boy, and we decorated everything with blue, and we were all set for a boy. And I was in the room when the baby was born, and the doctor holds up the baby, and I said, "It's a boy." And he looked at me and said, "Guess again."
And so then you fell so in love with your daughter, your wife got pregnant a second time, and you thought, another girl.
I want another daughter, and it was a boy.
Yeah, so good luck with that. Well, the reason this is important is because sometimes you hear people say, I'm sending you hopeful thoughts. And that is a nice sentiment, but that's so different than what we're talking about. Maybe speak to that if you would.
Yeah, our hopes just can't change reality. And you just say it's a nice gesture to say I'm sending hopeful thoughts your way. But does that really change things? Can that really alter reality? I don't think so. I think we have to anchor our hope in something that's more eternal, that's something more secure, that's unchanging, that's powerful, that's true, and that's Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Hopeful dreams. Kind of give us an example of that and how maybe that's misplaced hope as well.
Well, this is the goals that we choose for our lives. It's sort of like when they at graduation, when they get up and they always say, "Well, you can be anything you want to be." Well, that's baloney. You know, I don't care. I could have hopeful dreams. I'm going to play for the NBA, but you know, until my vertical is measured in more than millimeters, it's not going to come true. You know, it's fine to have hopeful dreams and so forth, but you know, we're limited by our intellectual and our physical limitations and our DNA and so forth, and so that can't really change reality either.
And then blind optimism.
Well, you know, it's good to be optimistic. It's good to think positively. I think that's a healthy thing. But some go further than that. Some, you know, sort of see everything through rose-colored glasses. And they kind of paper over their problems as if they didn't exist. And they kind of avert their eyes from the ugly aspects of the world. And to them, everything's always going to be fine. Everything's going to turn out great. Everything's going to be cool. Well, you know what? Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You know, he said in John 16:33, that you live in a sin-scarred world. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But take courage, because I have overcome the world. In other words, there is hope because of him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.